It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for Tri-State's residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles and Lake Havasu City, to all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 702-298-1063. That's 702-298-1063. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Tuneforce.
Welcome back. Let's kick off the show. It's a wonderific Wednesday, May 19th already. Wow. This is Speak Out 2.0. We're live from the Laughlin Mall. I'll give you a little bit of weather, expand it just a tad. We're going to be 101 today in Bullhead City with a little breeze. I'll call it a breeze. Tomorrow, 95, the breeze continues. Hopefully it's going to stop right around, what, 5 o'clock? That's when we want to stop? What? I'm too loud in your ear?
Oh. Sorry.
Okay. Let me see if I can. Is that better?
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, good. All right. There. So what time do you want the wind to stop tomorrow?
Oh, all day, please. No, no wind tomorrow.
Okay.
At least 12 o'clock.
All right. Well, it's set for 95 and the W. 80 on Friday. Saturday, we're going to be 82, so nice weather. A little bit of sports action for you tonight. The Arizona Diamondbacks take on the L.A. Dodgers at 7:10. Tomorrow night, they take on the Colorado Rockies at 5:40. Saturday also at 12:10, and then Sunday at 12:10. And all the games are heard on KNTR Sports 94.3 and 100.5. A little bit of COVID information for you. Two things. Number one, the state released our numbers this morning of 540 new cases, 17 deaths. And I want to remind you that you can get vaccinations at MCC in Kingman, Lake Havasu, or Bullhead City with no reservations. You just pull in there and talk to them, and they, boom, you give your little vaccination, away you go. If you need more information, call Mojave County. They have a hotline in the health department, 753-8665. They can tell you where to get a test or where to get a vaccination or answer any questions you may have regarding COVID. All right. Our sponsors each and every day are Mojave Electric Cooperative, the Laughlin Outlet Mall, Walker Service Electric, Legacy Rehab and Care Center, Arizona Comfort Solutions, Barron Services, ProFit Kitchen, Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, Farm Bureau Financial Services, Wings of an Angel, ATCO Transmission and Auto Repair, and TWN Communications. And, of course, TWN is partnering with MEC, Mojave Electric Cooperative, to bring us fiber-based internet. Yay! That's coming. Yeah, everyone's so excited. Fiber-based technology ensures that you have access to faster internet speeds, keeping your home and your business connected. Pre-register today at MojaveElectric.com/broadband. And all you're doing is just filling out a little information there. Then they'll email you and keep you up to date when they're coming to your neighborhood. And you can also call 888-227-2095. Consumers will save money with TWN Communications and constant service, you know, so that's the best part. They've already had 160,000 feet in the ground or in the air. I saw them working yesterday on train and then on Silver Creek, and so they're going as fast as they can. Risen Star Grooming, Boarding, and Training, locals and pets, and locals and visitors. Their pets love it there for a day, week, or longer. I just had one of our dogs there for 10 days while we were in Hawaii. Dog training is available, one-on-one or group classes. Pets love it at Risen Star. Call 754-3006. And Mojave Mortgage, if you're looking for money, you know, everyone needs a little money once in a while, vacation home, add-on, refi. Well, call the president and CEO. Somebody else will answer the phone. Just say, I need Chad. Let me talk to Chad. Because he's the guy with the key to the vault. He's got all the money in the vault underneath his chair. And it's huge. You know, people have said, how big is that vault? What's as big as Dot Foods underneath his building, under his chair. And every shelf has money on it. So if you need some money, go see Chad. And he just told me the other day that one of his neighbors told him somebody wants to see the vault. You don't get to see the vault. You just get the money out of it. Call 288-2691. Set an appointment. Go in and see him, and he'll take good care of you. And starting Monday, Laughlin Ranch Golf Club is a sponsor of Speak Out 2.0. Now in the studio, wow, it's jam-packed in here. We have Lori Duggins, Community Service Officer for the Bullitt City Police Department. We have Mr. Kirk Tracy, Entertainment with Kid and Nick. Yeah, you can tell he's here. And he's also a Kiwanian. And we have Grace Hick, who is Make Bullhead Better. Da-da-da-da.
Yay!
And we're all here about tomorrow night. What's tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night is our Family Fun Night Summer Pool Party, and it's going to be at Kinfo Work Park. We're partnering with the city, WestCare, and Mapped. We're so excited.
Yeah, and that's why I was playing Beach Boys, because I don't have just pool music, you know. But, you know, Beach Boys, you think about Beach Boys, and you think about, you know, summer and whatnot. And so I picked Beach Boys music today for all of our background music. So who's allowed to come to this?
So from 4 to 7, it is open to families, kids. Kid and Nick will be there performing.
Yay!
Yes, and then we have, anybody can come and just enjoy the music, enjoy Kinfo Work Park, the splash pad, and the pool will be open from 4 to 7 for open free swim. And that's open to everybody. And then from 7 to 9, it's just a teens-only party, which I'm really excited about because we don't really do a lot of things just focusing on the teens in our community.
Well, and the fun thing is if you're a teen at, like, the junior high or the high school, it's your last day of school tomorrow.
Yes.
Might as well go swim.
Yeah.
You know, and so you don't have to get up early on Friday morning. And so what a cool thing. And, of course, if you went to Melk, you got out last week. But all the Bullhead schools get out tomorrow. So fantastic. What's the cost for this for the families and the kids?
It is completely free, and we are also giving out free. We know food brings people, right?
So yes.
Wiener Schnitzel has donated 440 hot dogs. Walmart's donated 440 buns. We will have free popcorn, free cotton candy, chips, water donated by the Bullhead City Police. Kona Ice will be there. It's just going to be fun. Everything is free. There will be Walter will be there. Walter the donkey, the mayor of Oatman.
Awesome.
So they will have books there that, you know, people can purchase, and Kona Ice is for purchase. There's different things people can purchase, but the majority of things are free.
And you put this together every single month.
This will be our fourth month. We previously had it at the
Anderson Field House,
but since it's such nice weather, hopefully, fingers crossed, the W doesn't come too hard tomorrow. So we just wanted to celebrate that and the nice weather that we have here right now, and why not kick off summer with a pool party?
Good deal. The pool's free, the splash pad's free, the food's free.
We have lots of games.
Yeah, and then because you set up games, right? You bring them?
Mm-hmm. Yep, we have lots of games. We have face painting. We have balloon animals. We have a giant, like, Link 4 game. So lots and lots. If the wind doesn't come, also Susie's bounce house will be there, and they'll have a water slide.
Oh, okay.
So there's lots of fun activities to do. Just come, enjoy.
Angie likes to participate with that stuff with Susie's Bounce House. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good. Wow. Fantastic. Who helps you put all this together?
Lori Duggins does amazing. She's sitting here right next to me, and she is awesome. Also, Make Bullhead Better, our board, they do a great job. So Sheena Hawks and Darcy Downs-Fulbrook.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Barbie Barrett. So
huge.
And then we just have WestCare has been a huge help. They're printing all the flyers for all the people to pick up so they know what's on the schedule for tomorrow. And so, yeah, it's definitely a community effort. There's no way that these things can happen without everybody all working together.
Right. And the city decided to open the pool for you for free.
Yes.
That's
cool. Yeah, it's wonderful. It's nice to be able to partner with the city. I love, love, love helping the city and just everybody working together. If we just put community over competition, everything just runs a lot smoother.
How cool. And Lori, you got something special going on tomorrow night with Mapped.
Absolutely. The Mojave Area Partnership Promoting Educated Decisions with Make Bullhead Better has a Nintendo Switch Lite they're giving away. Oh. All the kids want to win it. I saw a cute picture of it. It's bright yellow. Mm-hmm. So I want all the children to come out, all the teens, all the younger kids, and I want them to pledge. I want them to pledge to be drug and alcohol free, and that we can have a healthier, stronger community with them coming up drug and alcohol free. And so we know that summer, a lot of times there's a lot more pressure on the kids when yeah. they're out later hours, you know. And so this is a way we're kicking off summer, giving them a chance to win something really fun. We're going to have other prizes. The Boy Scouts have donated cards for like a buy one, get one free. They get all kinds of discounts with their cards
oh,
that they
okay.
win. So there'll be some smaller prizes they can win in little gift cards like Krispy Kreme or Taco Bell. Or there's a lot of different smaller prizes, but we've got this Nintendo Switch Lite. We're really excited. Mm-hmm. And Grace has got a raffle going on also.
Yeah, so from 4 to 7, the kids with Susie's Bounce House were enter for a chance to win the same type of thing if they, you know, sign a pledge to be drug and alcohol free. They're entered into the raffle to win a
bouncy house rental
for their house.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so that's a nice thing if you're having a birthday party coming up or just a summer party. This can be kind of pricey, so it's nice they can have it right there at their home.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, so everyone listening needs to grab your kids tomorrow and head to... Now, you know, we cover all of Mojave County, so you could get some kids from Havasu and Kingman. Parents and say, we got nothing better to do. Might as well go down to the pool and have free hot dogs and hang out.
I wanted to say to Kara Kaplan, she's newly in charge of the pool.
Right.
She's doing such a great job. They do a wristband training, so there's different colors, and they test all the kids for swimming because the capacity is only 180 people in the
right.
pool, but they test all the kids to see what different level they're at for swimming, and then the lifeguards can see by their wristbands if any of the kids are in the wrong area that they can't handle that level of swimming. And I just think that's fantastic.
What
so,
a great way mm-hmm. to, yeah.
yeah. Mm-hmm. Fantastic. Well, you know, and Kirk and I need to plug our Kiwanis Club because we pay for swim lessons
yeah.
in Bullhead City for the Mommy and Me program, the first year of swim lessons and the second year of swim lessons. And Carla Brady, the mayor's wife, runs this program and has for, ever since I've been in Kiwanis, 10 years. And she's been running it the whole time. We spend right around 10 grand a year paying for those. And the reasoning behind it is, and Lori and I have experienced this in our careers here in Bullhead City, there's nothing worse than a kid drowning.
Mm-hmm.
And the last thing we wanted was a parent to say, I couldn't afford swim lessons for little Johnny or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So if they're free for the Mommy and Me in the first and second year, that allows it by the second year they should be able to swim over the edge of the pool and get out. So that's the main thing. And if every child learns that and learns it for free, they'll know it the rest of their life. And so you can start signing up, I think, at Bullhead City. Call 763-9400 and ask for, what's your name?
Karen Kaplan.
And she can get you signed up. And we pay for it, so there's no excuse.
Yeah, I've done those with my kids, and they're wonderful.
Emily did it with her youngest, and she texted me, and she goes, my daughter was so afraid of the pool until she went there, and you guys did the lessons, and it was great. And we were like, oh, okay, fantastic, you know. So it's good to know that everybody out there can use it and benefit from it. So.
Absolutely.
And Kurt, you and your lovely wife are playing tomorrow night.
Yes.
On the city stage.
Absolutely. So not only are we fun for kids, but we're also fun for the adults. So
yeah.
you can bring your parents, bring your grandparents, bring your great grandparents. They will be entertained as well. But it's definitely focused on the kids. And don't those swim lessons teach just general water safety as well?
Yes.
Which is a big deal when we live
yeah.
on a river.
Well, and that's just it. You know,
we're water people.
With pools and river and lake and everything, it's best to have kids learn how to swim properly and so that we don't have problems. Like
super
that.
Cool.
So let us take a break, and we're going to come right back and talk some more. And join us. And Kirk's going to play. I don't need the music on here. I should have you play out the...
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hold on. Let me get rid of the Beach Boys.
Where do you find the best insurance coverage for your home and autos, and at the best price? Farm Bureau Financial Services. Call Greg Idness and find out for yourself. He only sells you the protection you want and need. Sit down and let him show you. Farm Bureau Financial Services is all about protecting your family during a home emergency or vehicle collision. Call Greg and let him explain your benefits. Set your appointment now. Call Greg and his staff today. 763-8464. Farm Bureau. 763-8464.
Hello, Chad Hansen here, President and CEO of Mojave Mortgage. Historic low interest rates are still here, and it's time to refinance before it's too late. The time to act is now. Grab your spouse and call us here at Mojave Mortgage. We can help you refinance without the hassle. Act now before these historic rates are gone. Visit MojaveMortgages.com to get started. That's MojaveMortgages.com. Mojave Mortgage, tall on integrity, short on fees.
And MLS number 1830581.
Do you and your friends often say, where do we want to go for lunch? Forget the usual. Head to the all-new ProFit Kitchen. Try the selection of 9 healthy wraps, a Smokehouse Philly, the Keto Cheeseburger, Smokehouse Turkey Burger, Portobello Chicken Sandwich, Impossible Vegan Burger, a Cajun Bowl, Blue Burger Bowl, Steak Fajita Bowl, and more. A complete healthy menu. Plus, protein shakes, nitro coffee, and meal prep solutions. You'll love ProFit Kitchen, and so will your friends. ProFit Kitchen, Riverview Mall.
The last time you needed an electrician, did you ask a friend for help or did you call Mr. Bubba's Power? Walker Service Electric are the professionals, servicing Mojave County for over 27 years. Professional workmanship and the work is performed at a fair price. Walker has stayed in business with satisfied customers, holding those standards high. Walker Service Electric performs residential work, commercial, and industrial. If you need an electrician, call Walker Service Electric, 928-718-9444.
When you support a locally owned pharmacy, you're contributing to the growth of the community. The dollars you spend stay right here. HealthMart pharmacies like the Apothecary Shop in Lake Havasu are locally owned pharmacies. Tony Liska of the Apothecary Shop has a personal commitment to his community. HealthMart pharmacies are locally owned and hometown proud. The Apothecary Shop, 1840 Mesquite, across from the hospital. HealthMart, caring for you and about you.
Oh, a little Kokomo. Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from our Laughlin Mall. Brought to you by ATCO Transmission and Auto Repair. You know, transmission services start at $99. And you get your oil change regularly, but when's the last time you had your transmission checked? Oh, yeah. Speaking of oil change, you can get a free oil change with a tune-up at ATCO. And now's the time to get your air conditioned service before it's $118. $19.99 plus free on. Call 444-1244 or stop by on the top of the hill on Alta Vista right behind Hobby Lobby in Bullhead City. Wings of an Angel. Seniors often find it difficult to do chores every day. And so assisting them 24/7 with meal preparation or light housekeeping or bathing or shopping or doctor visits or personal care, Wings of an Angel. That's right. They service Bullhead City, Laughlin, Fort Mojave, Mojave Valley, Golden Valley, and Kingman. Everything but medical. So, but those are all the things that are important to seniors. Call 404-2840. Farm Bureau Financial Services. How often do you think, am I paying too much for my insurance? Like, every day? Well, yeah. Okay, so grab your policies and run down to Farm Bureau. Pick them up, call the phone. Pick up the phone and call them. Hello. And make an appointment. 763-8464. You can sit down with Greg or Stephanie or David. And they can go over your life insurance, your auto insurance, your home insurance, commercial insurance. They even do ranch and farm insurance. Yeah. So if you've got some of those policies and you think you're paying too much, grab them, go in and talk to them. See if there's a way to knock it down a little bit. Set up an appointment. Save money. It's that easy. Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, servicing Laughlin, Bullhead City, and Fort Mojave with clean, sanitized facilities. The Laughlin walk-in right here in the mall that faces out to Casino Drive. Then they had the Fort Mojave walk-in on Highway 95 across from Casa Serrano. They had the Mojave Clinic on Highway 95 by Target. Then they had the Imaging Center at Hancock and Train, the Outpatient Rehabilitation Center at Silver Creek and Gold Rush. Over on the Parkway, WarmC has a wound care, sports medicine, orthopedic surgeons, podiatrists, and family doctors. Yeah. And of course, then they have the hospital on Silver Creek Road. If you don't feel well, call 763-2273. Claudia answers the phone and she'll get you to somebody who can help you. We're also brought to you by TWN Communications, Risen Star Grooming, Boarding, and Training, Mojave Mortgage, soon Laughlin Ranch and Golf Club, ProFit Kitchen, Barron Services, Arizona Comfort Solutions, Legacy Rehab and Care, Walker Service Electric, the Laughlin Outlet Mall, and Mojave Electric Cooperative. And we're back in the studio with these three fine people that are all volunteering tomorrow night to put all this together. And this is your fourth or fifth one, would you decide?
It's our fourth one.
Fourth one, yeah. And you're going to be doing these all summer?
We are joining, Make Bullhead Better is actually joining with the Anderson Otter Group Fieldhouse for their third annual Family Fun Festival, which is on June 5th.
Ah, okay.
So since they're already having one in June, I don't think we'll have an additional one in June. But going forward, we're going to continue to have events where whole community can come together and we can build community.
Yeah, and how did you come up with this idea that, hey, let's just put a party on every single month?
Having grown up here, I was talking to Chrissy, who's at the Chamber of Commerce,
right.
And she grew up here too, and I said, you know, when I was growing up, I just played in the empty lot next door to my house, and I made, like, mud cookies. Like, that was the extent of my fun as a child. And so I just think there's more that we can do for our youth. I mean, there's the Boys and Girls Club. They do a phenomenal job. But what events do we have where the whole family can come together and it won't break the bank, you know?
Right.
So everybody can just enjoy a good time together. So we are going to try and just diversify a little bit more so that it is fun for the entire family, like having music and having vendors, having different things like that. So
yeah, because you're focused on kids, and Kirk just invited all the parents and grandparents to show up.
Yes. So we really want to diversify it and make it so it is fun for everyone to come, not just little kids.
Right.
But I love seeing the whole family come out, mm-hmm. because a family that plays together and eats dinner together and does things together, that's a healthy, strong family that is more likely to not use substance, not, you know, to make great decisions.
Yeah.
So that builds a strong home for that child to grow up in.
Well, and for a family to sit there and have some hot dogs on the grass for free, then watch their 7 or 8 or whatever year old child go running through the splash pad and then go over in the pool. You know, it's a quality night, and it didn't cost you a dime.
Mm-hmm.
So don't sit home and say there's nothing to do in this town.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the city stage is going to be set up. Thank you to MCC for donating that.
Yeah, thank you.
And you're shaking your head no?
No, I'm thinking that there are so many people that say there is nothing to do in Bullhead. So I made sure when I came over that I printed out just some of the things that the police department's going to be doing. Because last weekend we had the music live at Davis Camp. We had the Borough Barbecue going. This weekend we've got this Thursday Family Fun Night. We've got that Family Fun Festival June 5th. And then we've got all different types of things. Recovery in the Parks coming up in September. We do a free lunch in the park. And can Nick have agreed this year? K-Brook's come out in the past years. And we tapped on to somebody new that's willing to come out and make it a fun and celebrate people and show that recovery is healthy. Recovery is what we want people to strive for if they have gotten involved in, you know, anything from just a better life choice,
Well, and you were talking about some of the events that the police department's involved in. You got National Night Count coming out this summer, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
But also, I want to point out a friend of yours and mine, Andy Severiano, who over the weekend took his trailer and set up at Davis Camp with his family.
Right.
But then Saturday morning got up and in his travel trailer, put on his uniform, went to work for the Back the Blue.
Yeah, some traffic control for us out there.
And then when he was done, went back to Davis Camp, put on his shorts and a T-shirt, and vacationed with his family. Yeah. And I was texting him going, okay, I've seen you at Davis Camp. Now I've seen you directing traffic, and I'm in Hawaii. And I'm going, what are you doing? He goes, yeah, I just got up and went and did that and come back, you know. And it's like not a big deal, you know. But
can we talk for a minute about Back the Blue?
Sure, why not?
Oh, my goodness, what an amazing event.
Yeah.
Bullhead City Police, I got to tell you, they were honored. And not just that, doing this event, I know there were graduations and golf tournaments and so much going on that weekend that, you know, it was hard for people to decide what they were going, how they were going to spend their time. But so many people came out, decorated their vehicles. The Corvette Club was there. We had Anderson Ford with the most amazing vehicles that anybody who has worked, you know, with the police department would love to own. And they just showed amazing support for their local police department and nationwide for law enforcement, first responders. It was so beautiful. So many first responder flags. And people made generous donations to Shop with a Cop. We made nearly $300. That will support three children shopping with police officers this Christmas here in our community.
And real quick before we go to break, I want to point out that one of the things that Tammy Ring said at City Council a couple weeks ago is, I'm putting this on because we can. Because there's a lot of places in our country you couldn't dare put on a Back to Blue parade.
Right.
And we're very fortunate in the tri-state area and Mojave County to be able to do these things that are good for our town, that we support our law enforcement, and we can hold these events without any issues.
Right.
You know? So it's wonderful. So,
they deserve it.
Yeah. Let us take a break. We're going to come right back. If you have questions for this crew, give us a call, 702-298-1063.
Mojave Electric Cooperative has been working strong to complete our fiber optic project. We now have nearly 130,000 feet of fiber installed and members are closer to receiving service from our partner, TWN, for the first phase of our fiber optic broadband internet service. Please continue to be patient as we work hard to complete this fiber network for our electrical system enhancements. And if you have any questions or would like to pre-register, please call 928-763-1100, option 0, to speak with our liaison.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
It's common knowledge you should get an oil change every 3,000 miles. But did you know a tranny service should happen every 40,000? Family owned and operated with over 80 years of experience in the industry, ATCO Transmission can save you thousands in unexpected repairs and overhauls with a $99 transmission service. It's no different than getting your fluids checked or that regular oil change. ATCO is known for giving your vehicle full attention until it's running like it should. ATCO Transmission, the big blue building located off Hancock right behind Hobby Lobby.
You've seen the building on Silver Creek Road for years, but what all do they do at Legacy Rehab and Care Center? Well, the rehab area helps patients with physical, occupational, and speech therapy and gets them back on the road in no time. The care center is designed to help patients with skilled nursing and all the luxuries of home. Stop in sometime and take a tour. Get your questions answered. Legacy Rehab and Care Center, 2812 Silver Creek Road.
Is the air in your home or office circulating perfectly and always at the right temperature? No? Call 758-2400. Jeff Wilson at Arizona Comfort Solutions is just that, your solution to a comfortable atmosphere at home or at work. When was the last time your system was serviced by a professional? Not just a new filter, serviced to last you until summer. Jeff and his team are prepared and trained to service any residential or commercial heating and air conditioning system. Service contracts for twice a year are available. Call Arizona Comfort Solutions, 758-2400.
Horizon Community Bank isn't a big business. We're just like you. Local business, part of our community. Hi, this is Kelsey Anderson, credit administrator with Horizon Community Bank. When you visit one of our local Horizon Community Banks, you're not treated as clients of an everywhere corporate bank. You're treated just like family, greeted with friendly service and a complete understanding of your banking business. When you bank with us, you're supporting a local business just like yours.
Hashtag Horizon Has It. Horizon Community Bank, member FDIC.
Tack it up, buddy, gonna shut you down. Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall, brought to you by ProFit Kitchen. You know, he was in here yesterday. It's the all-new healthy restaurant in the Riverview Mall in Bullhead City. Healthy breakfast, lunch, and dinners. And you can find a complete tasty menu at ProFitKitchen.com. And that's kitchen, K-I-T-C-H-I-N. But ProFit, boy, good food and good for you and fills you up. Plus, they have nitro coffees, organic teas, protein shakes, and they do meal prep. And if you've got any questions, go in there and talk to Eric, because he's got a great business going there. And didn't he help you last month?
Yeah, we had this wonderful community events collaboration meeting. We had over 80 people, and he catered that lunch, and it was just phenomenal. I'm vegetarian, so yeah. I love the healthy food that he provides.
Yeah, fantastic. So check out ProFit Kitchen in the Riverview Mall. Barron Services, experts in pools, design, installation, schedule maintenance, experts in alarm systems, home or commercial, complete installation, repairs, replacements, and monitoring, experts in pest solutions, residential and commercial. Barron's uses products that are safe for your children and your pets. Call for scheduled treatments or problem areas. Plus, they do weed control. Call 758-5499, Barron Services. Arizona Comfort Solutions, well, if you're not comfortable in your home or office, it's going to be 101 today. You better pick up the phone right now and call 758-2400. Servicing Bullhead City, Kingman, and now California, Arizona Comfort Solutions wants to keep you comfortable. They can work on your thermostat, your air conditioning, or your swamp coolers and get you nice and cool. Call 758-2400. Legacy Rehab and Care Center, they continue to be a 4-star rated facility by the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services. They continue to constantly sanitize, and everyone in the building gets tested for COVID once a week. That's the rules. They don't even have a choice on that. Legacy services include physical therapists, occupational therapy, and speech therapy. And plus, it's a skilled nursing facility. If you know someone who might need those services, call 758-1404 or stop by 2812 Silver Creek Road in Bullhead City. We're also brought to you by Walker Service Electric, the Laughlin Outlet Mall, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Laughlin Ranch Golf Club, Mojave Mortgage, Risen Star Grooming, Boarding, and Training, TWN Communications, At Co-Transmission and Auto Repair, Wings of an Angel, and Farm Bureau Financial Services, and Western Arizona Regional Medical Center. So a lot going on in our communities, and you and Tracy have just decided when there's something going on, we're just going to show up and play music?
Yes. That's our thing.
Yeah.
Yes.
and you're doing this just because?
Well, no, we're doing it because we have a blast.
Yeah?
Yeah. Okay. No, Grace is right There is always tons of things to do in town, but things for kids, you know, that's not exactly that plentiful. So she's right. Changing it, and we are helping.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. So it's just the two of you tomorrow night?
Yeah, just the two of us, the tracks.
Not the whole band.
But we'll be playing a lot of kids' songs, so when they're doing the limbo, we'll
Ring Around the Rosie?
Yes. No, we're not doing that. We're going to do limbo rock.
Oh, limbo rock.
Yeah. Doing the limbo.
Who did that originally?
I don't know.
Oh, come on.
Jim Johnson and the Limbo Rockers. That was 1955.
Oh, come on. You're making that up.
Yes.
Chubby Checker.
Oh, really? I disagree. I think it was Jim. Yeah. Was he really Chubby Checker?
Wow. I thought.
That's cool.
I think it was. I'll have to go home and look at my 45 now.
Yeah. And then there'll be somebody who wants to hear something older.
Like, so
there might be somebody who wants to swing dance, and we'll play... But that's way before your time. No, we're going to have a blast. It's going to be fun.
Oh, and good. So music and the splash pads for free, hot dogs for free, the pool's wide open.
That splash pad is a Kiwanis
part
of the park, isn't it?
Yes,
and
it is.
And it's been newly painted, and the mayor will be happy to know that it says right next to the black thing, you have to put your bare hand or foot on this to turn the splash pad on, because sometimes people go there and they're not from here.
They don't know how to turn it
on.
They
don't know how to turn it on, and they think it's broken. It's not broken.
So now they have the directions how to turn it on.
Yes. This is good.
That's good.
I can barely figure out how to turn on my computer.
At least your horn doesn't have a switch.
No.
Yeah.
It's Luddite technology.
Yeah. And you're going to have this great big banner laid out that
I'm going to hope they're going to want to pledge their names right on that banner to be drug and alcohol free.
And that came from City Graphics?
I'm hoping to pick it up today.
Oh, yeah.
I need to give him a call.
Yeah, well, if not, he'll have it for you tomorrow morning.
Right?
Or he just drops it off to the PD.
They're good to me.
They're good to me, too. I'll tell you, they help us with the Kiwanis Kids Expo. He prints our flyers for almost nothing.
It's so wonderful when you get out there and you see the kids, and I'm working that booth, and they're playing all these different games, like the cakewalk with the, I don't know, is it Rice Krispies? Are we doing a cakewalk?
Yeah, yes, we're having a cakewalk. I am actually making all the Rice Krispie treats today. But I could
quality check them for
okay.
you.
Lori's always volunteering, you know.
It gets a little too warm here to have, like, cupcakes. All the frosting would just melt. So yeah. Rice Krispie treats are great because awesome. They love them, but they don't melt.
And you do them all at home?
Well, previously, like Sheena Hawks, my other board member, had done them, but this time I'm free today, so I'm making them all. But we just make about 75, and then we do the cakewalk the entire time. I want to just express we have games going every 15 minutes, and we have prizes for each of those lots, a water games. It's going to be really fun. But we also have stuff that they can do and just walk around with their families. You don't have to participate in the game if you want to be in the pool, if you want to, you know, get your face painted. There's stuff going on for everybody.
Yeah. And it's amazing. I don't think kids play red light, green light all that often anymore.
Yeah.
And they have such a great time when they get out there.
Yeah.
And I think
Nicole,
the biggest kid.
Amazing.
Yes, she is.
Oh,
the
Nicole.
The biggest
yeah.
kid in the park is the, Nicole playing with them.
Will Zane be there?
I hope so.
Okay, that was amazing. And I yeah.
Yes.
That was amazing.
Humbling.
Who?
Zane, he played Bravo the Bull. And
oh, yeah, he'll be there.
Nicole and him have, like, dance routines.
Lori and I will text his mom and make sure he's there.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. He is a phenomenal kid.
He is an amazing kid.
He helped out at the golf tournament.
Yeah.
He is super cool.
Do you know his mom is retired bullhead PD?
Yes, I do know
together.
That. Yeah, I know that. And
a few years ago, right?
Yeah,
Tiana?
A few years ago. Did you know when I moved here in 1980, his mom was a deputy sheriff?
Wow.
No, actually, she was a dispatcher when I moved here. She wasn't old enough to be a sheriff yet. Yeah.
Yeah, he's a stellar kid.
He is.
But I'm sorry.
He's everywhere.
Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. I wanted to point out a couple of the other partnerships that we have that'll be
Please
there tomorrow.
Please do.
Arizona Youth Partnership will be there. Obviously, WestCare will be there. We have an amazing artist from Child Care and Family Resource Information. She used to be a tattoo artist, and now she does name art when she comes to our events.
Oh.
She's phenomenal. So
cool.
She's going to be there. We have WIC that'll have all of their resources available. I really wanted to make these Family Fun Nights a place for people to come and find resources that we have so plentifully available here, but people just don't know where to go.
And just in case people don't know, WIC, Women, Infant, and Children,
right.
proper nutrition for the child or the mother while she's
pregnant
with the baby. Yeah.
And we also have OUR, which is Operation Underground Railroad, which is very popular. You know, there's been a movie made about them, but we have a local chapter here in town, and it's helping stop human trafficking. So that's really great. The Lions Club will be giving free vision screenings. The Bullhead City Police will be there with the SWAT team, and the kids will get to dress up and the gear. So that'll be awesome.
That's
also
cool.
Arizona PBS Kids has partnered with us, and they're going to have packets with books and summer reading program, things like that. So
I want you to back up to the SWAT team, because I have – on this phone, 16,000 pictures, and I'll bet you there's 300 of them of kids in SWAT gear at either the Kiwanis Kids Expo, National Night Out, or at Recovery in the Park, and all of them, most of the kids that have that SWAT gear on, they're not even tall enough to look over the top of the shield. And so they're so blasted cute. And like I said, there's 100 pictures on my phone of kids all in that SWAT gear.
And it never gets old. And we have to recruit continually. So it's a good win for us.
Yeah, Lori goes back in on Monday and goes, well, Chief, I got 5 14-year-olds and 3 5-year-olds that want to be police officers.
And unfortunately, I'll probably still be working there when they come to work.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm sorry. Go ahead with your list.
No, that was pretty much a summation. I do want to highlight, since you were mentioning the police, we had our last cleanup. We have that first Friday of the month cleanup. And we had Alfredo, who I used to know from when I worked at Malk. And he came. It was his day after, you know, because Malk got out last week. It was his first day of freedom. And he's like, I want to come and give back to the community. And so he helped and stayed the whole time cleaning up. And we had the Bullhead PD with us, which we're so thankful, on those cleanups. And he got to talk to him. And he wants to stay here and become a Bullhead City police officer. He has to wait a couple of years. But it's so cool to see these kids growing up and having that positive interaction with the police, which having these events and bringing fire department, police department, all these things together, they get such a good relationship with them where it's
Alfredo, if you're listening, contact me. We need to hire you as a dispatcher. That's an amazing segue right into police officers.
Yes. Yeah. Or into community services.
Yes.
It worked for you.
Right?
Yeah.
I was a dispatcher and for how many years? This and 15 years.
So 15 years.
Yeah, and another 13 doing this. So
that's cool.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. So
thank
it's been my pleasure. Oh, thank you. I love this community. It's been a labor of love.
And you both graduated from Mojave High.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Lori just a couple of years before you, but yeah.
A couple.
You know, and I talk about Sean Hammond and our city finance director.
Amen.
There's a lot of people in this town.
Our Parks and Rec director.
That's right. Yeah. Superintendent. A lot of people have graduated from Mojave High and done really well right here in this community.
Amen.
They don't have to leave town. Justin Flummer has just been appointed assistant chief at the Bullhead City Fire Department. He graduated from Mojave High. And so, I mean, you don't have to go away to do well. You can do well right here. And like you two, giving back 24/7. I mean, both of you are out there every single day helping this town be better.
I know. I think I go, I love this community. And then somebody comes like Carol Finkelstein or Grace, and they're around me, and I'm like, I need to do more.
I wanted to highlight something that Kirk got to do. We did this competition for community at the park, and Coit and First Call Restoration came, like, I think a week and a half ago, and they cleaned both the playground equipments at Ganfovark Park, and that was wonderful. And Kirk is, you know, during COVID, they didn't get to perform as much. So could you talk about the company and what you're going to do and donate to the city? It's so cool.
Well, I joined City Restore, and I became a service provider for City Restore products and process, and I started River City Restore because we're a river city.
Right.
And then the name of the product and the process is City Restore. So River City Restore.
What that is you?
We restore heavy equipment. Excavators, water trucks, reach lifts.
Dump trucks.
Yeah.
And cranes.
Exactly. Yeah. We do that for heavy equipment rental companies. A lot of times before they sell a product, a piece of machinery. But it works on any unfinished paint. So Grace had the amazing eye and the idea of, wait a minute, our playground equipment in the park is oxidated, faded. It doesn't look like it needs a repaint. It looks like it needs a restore, like what you do with that heavy equipment. And I was like, yeah, let's do it. So met
Dave
Heath. Thank you. thank you. I met Dave Heath at the park, and he said, okay, because I've never done it on playground equipment. I talked to the gentleman who created the product and the process, and he goes, I've always wanted to. We just never got around to doing it. And Dave said, okay, yeah, great. Do this post. Okay. So did it. And then he goes, when is it dry? And I said, oh, it's dry. And he goes, wow, that's really cool. So we're going to do the two jungle gyms. And yeah, it's going to be awesome. They're going to look really good.
Cool. When are you going
to
do that?
Are donating
in a couple weeks. We're donating it to the city. Yep.
Yeah.
I'm donating the labor, and City Restore is donating the product. And yeah, it's going to be fantastic.
Because those are the only ones that are not under sun covers. So they've really and they've been there for like a long time. Like more than 20 years, I think.
Well, and I can remember when they did the first playground in Rotary Park, and it was done with Home Depot with what do they call that?
Kaboom.
Yeah, and they put a covering over it, and then someone torched it. Yeah.
Oh,
remember
no.
that a few years ago?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
It was devastating.
Yes. Let us take a break. We're going to come back and chat some more with these three up to the top of the hour. Then Paul LaVoy is in.
Me at a loss and outlet center, the place for value and style.
Memorial Day is one of the biggest celebrations of the year, and the Laughlin Outlet Center will be bursting with sales. Check out the Watchman, Boys and Girls Club, and the New Island Style Kitchen specializing in Hawaiian food. We will soon celebrate June 1st when Nevada will be 100% open for business. Saxophone entertainment on the weekends at the Laughlin Outlet Center in the food court.
Risen Star Kennel is Mojave County's boarding standard of excellence and where your pups are safe. You simply wouldn't leave your children in the hands of just anyone. The same goes for your furry four-legged family. Risen Star Kennel invites you to meet the owner and staff, survey the facility, and receive the reassurance your canine will be cared for. From protection dog training to grooming to daycare, Risen Star Kennel is the standard. Visit RisenStarKennel.com or call 928-754-3006.
There comes a time when many senior citizens can no longer do the simplest of things: bathe, cook, clean, and shop. Wings of an Angel provides in-home senior care, assisting those in need with 24/7 care, meal preparation, light housekeeping, bathing, shopping, doctor visits, and personal care. Wings of an Angel, serving Bullhead City, Laughlin, Fort Mojave, Mojave Valley, Golden Valley, and Kingman, providing the best care for seniors. Wings of an Angel in-home care, 928-404-2480.
Have you been living with joint pain? Hello, I'm Dr. Nathan Weaver, a bone and joint specialist at Western Arizona Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Schedule an appointment today and let's find the cause of your problem, then set a course to help stop the pain. In 2020, there are many options available, from lifestyle changes and therapy to injections and joint replacement. Come in and allow us to try and help you end that pain. Call us at Western Arizona Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, 928-444-1491.
No one enjoys bugs in your home or office. You definitely don't want spiders or scorpions. Barron Pest Solutions can keep you from seeing bugs and spiders. Barron uses safe and effective products for inside and outside your home or office. Barron certified technicians are trained to take care of your scorpions, sun spiders, ants, and rodents. And they use products safe for pets and children. Call Barron, 758-5499. Barron Pest Solutions. Quality. Experience. Family. 758-5499.
Have you heard the good news? Mojave Electric Cooperative is partnering with TWN Communications to bring you a fast internet solution using fiber optics. Whether you're streaming from home or need a customized solution for your business, we have a plan for you. To learn more and pre-register, visit MojaveElectric.com/broadband. That's MojaveElectric.com/broadband. Or call 888-227-2095.
I love the colorful clothes you wear. Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. Brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative. Fiber-based internet is coming. Yes, MEC is partnering with TWN Communications, and they're working as quickly as they can, trust me, to bring fiber-based technology that ensures you have faster internet speeds and keeps your home and your business connected. We just can't wait. 160,000 feet already in the sky and in the ground. And soon, 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 we'll all have it. If you need to get involved, you want to know when you're going to get it, call 763-1100 and ask for Regina. Or you can stop by their offices on Hancock, where Regina works in there, and she can tell you all about it. Can I tell a story about Regina? You all know Regina, right? No? Come on. She's a local gal.
I like the name, Regina.
Regina, yeah. She has a daughter who's special needs in a wheelchair, and her daughter about 3 weeks ago texted her at work and said, "Mom, my phone's not working." And she goes, "Well, what's wrong with it?" And she goes, "Well, I've pushed the home button 3 times. And she goes, "Yes." And she goes, "Well, I'm still at school."
That's cute.
Yeah. You know. So I thought that was a pretty good story. She put it on Facebook, so I can tell it. But you can call Regina at 763-1100 or stop by MEC on Hancock Road. Also, the Laughlin Outlet Mall. We got 3 great restaurants downstairs. Upstairs, we got sports items, Levi's, sunglasses, chocolate, boots, vitamins. Lori Duggins just jumped up when I said chocolate. Vitamins, Pendleton's, shoes, hats, gifts, vape products, watches, art, and a thrift store. And what?
I got a question.
Okay.
Okay, so there's, you were mentioned the 3 fantastic restaurants.
Yes.
And, you know, one of the restaurants is a Hawaiian restaurant.
That's
and
right.
You just got back from Hawaii.
Yes.
Have you, you know.
Have I gone there to eat yet?
Yes.
Not yet.
No.
But I did have fish yesterday. I had fish tacos yesterday at River Dog Grill. Does that count?
No. Fish tacos is a Mexican thing. You have
yesterday
to go
was Taco Tuesday.
Hit the Hawaiian restaurant and let me know how
authentic it is. They're the ones that
is.
Got me started, because one day her husband brought me a little bowl here.
Yeah.
And he goes, "Hey, we made a little bit too much of this, and here you go." And I went, "Okay." And it had rice in it and it had sausage and egg, and it was like, wow, this is fantastic.
That's the reason why you went to Maui?
Yeah, that was the start of it.
There you go.
I said, "This is good. I got to go to Maui." Oh, did I mention also we're brought to you, speaking of the mall, yeah, and by the way, out front we have a pet daycare, medical clinic, a dollar store, nail salon, a bar, and no, it's not for sale, and no, they're not going to tear it down. So, Walker Service Electric, Walker electricians are all over Mojave County every day taking care of residential issues, commercial issues, new construction, and highline power. If you need an electrician, call 718-9444. Their trucks are all over. They can take care. You call in the morning, they might be able to get you that same day. So if you have an electrical issue, you don't want to take care of it yourself. Trust me. My dad was an electrician. I know how dangerous it can be, and we had to bury him with less than one thumb. Yeah, because it does get dangerous. So, but Walker's available 24/7. Call 718-9444. We're also brought to you by Legacy Rehab and Care, Arizona Comfort Solutions, Barron Services, ProFit Kitchen, Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, Farm Bureau Financial Services, Wings of an Angel, Echo Transmission and Auto Repair, TWN Communications, Risen Star Grooming, Boarding and Training, Mojave Mortgage, and starting Monday, Laughlin Ranch Golf Club. We got about 3 minutes left with this group here. And so, recap for tomorrow night. What do we got going?
Okay, tomorrow night we will be at the Ken Povark Park, also known as the Splash Pad Park, right next to the pool. It is a free summer pool party. It is from 4 to 7 for kids and families. It's from 7 to 9 for teens. And we will have free hot dogs, popcorn, cotton candy, water, chips. Kona Ice will be there. Walter the Donkey will be there. We'll have live music from Kid and Nick. We'll also having two musicians and their DJs as well. They'll be from 7 to 9 for the teen part. We're going to have face painting, sidewalk chalk. We have two chances to win things. So for the kids from 4 to 7, they can enter to win a bouncy house for their house, like a rental, free rental. And then for the teens from 7 to 9, they could enter to win a Nintendo Switch when they sign a pledge to be drug-free. And we have lots of games, and it's just going to be awesome.
So you have DJs for the pool from 7 to 9?
We have DJs that will be on the stage that's been donated from 7 to 9. So Kid and Nick are from 4 to 7.
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
And then the DJs will be from 7 to 9, a little bit different genre.
Yeah, well, yeah, because you don't play some of the music from today.
No.
Yeah. Okay. And Lori, tomorrow night, everyone's going to be able to sign a pledge.
Yeah, a pledge to be drug and alcohol free. And that's how they win that Nintendo Switch Lite. It's bright yellow and it's very fun looking. Although I've never played one. Maybe whoever wins can show me how to play it. But the younger kids get to win a bouncy house rental. And the older kids who pledged to be drug free this summer, well, for the rest of their life, hopefully.
Yeah.
Right?
Good.
And then they can come to work with me.
Good. And Tracy's going to dress up tomorrow night as what?
Whatever costume we throw at her. She will be the biggest kid there.
And I want to, for you two, and for everybody out there, Kid and Nick, Tracy and Kirk decided a couple months ago to help out our Kiwanis Club. Well, they joined last year, but a couple months ago, they stepped up and said, we'll take care of the golf tournament. And last Saturday, we had our golf tournament. Now, this was the first golf tournament that these two had ever operated and managed, and they made $13,000, enough to pay for our swim lessons for the whole summer. Yeah.
So next year, can I pledge to drive your cocktail cart?
Yes, absolutely. That kid has fun out there.
I want that job.
That kid has fun out there.
That's my retirement job.
There you go. There you go.
No, it was a blast. It was really fun, but it was really neat to get to know all of the new sponsors and just to see how people support the community.
The voice of the free, KNTR Talk 106.3, KJJJ Laughlin, HD2.